Good afternoon. I want to thank everyone for being here and persevering, after the nice, wonderful meal, and coming and sitting through a rookie coming up front preaching you the word. Our topic for this evening or this afternoon will be perseverance. And as was so eloquently read to you by Brother Milky, it is in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, while you're thinking on that, I'm going to tell you a story about a woman of perseverance. At a young age, she was raised in the church. She was loved by her mother and father. They provided guidance and support. Through her teenage years, they helped lay a firm foundation in Christ through instruction and reproof and correction, including what to look for in a husband. At 19 years old, she meets her husband-to-be. He was raised in the world not knowing about Christ, but after hearing the gospel, is soon baptized. She refuses to court him at first, but after much persistence, he finally wins her heart, and at 20, they are married. Then she finds out how much of a trial marriage is. He had a terrible temper and was quick to anger. His relationship with God was minimal at best. He preferred isolation over fellowship with the saints. He listened to his worldly friends rather than to his God, his wife, or his family. Soon after their honeymoon, his bad temper got the best of him and caused him to lose his job. He found another one several months later. However, his license was suspended, and she, being pregnant at the time, had to drive him back and forth to work 40 minutes each way. Before long, their first child was born, and he, not being raised in the church, had no example to follow for being a Christ-like father, or for that matter, a Christ-like husband. He, even after putting on Christ in baptism, still smoked, he still drank, cursed, and he rarely worshiped God. And she says to herself, well, you never truly know someone until you marry them. Now, how many times have we heard similar stories to this one about someone going through difficult trials and yet still able to stay focused, to persevere, if you will. Turn in your Bibles to page 970. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 to 28. Again, that's 2 Corinthians 11, verses 24 to 28. Now, Paul here gives us a great example of perseverance. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers. In toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure, and apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Now, Paul is going through some serious trials right here. Trials I hope never to have to encounter. How? How did he ever deal with all that happened to him without just breaking down and giving up? Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. It's page 996 in your pew Bible. Again, that's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all those who loved his appearing. He knew what awaited him if he just kept his eyes focused on Christ. He knew what awaited him if he just persevered. Now think back to the scripture reading of Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 and 14. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own. He knew that he wasn't perfect, but he kept going on. He kept persevering. He kept that goal of Jesus in front of him. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, I can think of no better example of persevering through trials than that. But let's take a deeper look into perseverance. Webster defines perseverance as steady persistence in a course of action, especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. Now, Winston Churchill said, "It is not enough that we do our best. Sometimes we must do what is required. Even if I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant my apple tree." That was Martin Luther King. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison. And finally, every strike brings me closer to the next home run. That was Babe Ruth, and that's really humorous coming from the strikeout king. Now ask yourself this. What are your trials, and how are you persevering through them? Are you lonely? Do you seek companionship from friends and family? Are you in pain with no relief in sight? Do you feel your body failing and you just want it all to end? What about sin? How is your ongoing struggle with overcoming sin? 1 Peter 5:8, be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Satan doesn't want you to persevere. He wants you to fail, and he wants you to give in. Now, I often ask this of my children or of the children I teach in Bible class. Are we stronger than Satan? The answer, I always get this at first, yes, 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 we're stronger than Satan. The answer is no. We're not stronger than Satan. This is why we need God to help us persevere through our trials. Consider Paul's words to the Christians in Rome. In Romans chapter 8, verses 30 through 39. Again, that's page 945 in your pew Bible. It's Romans chapter 8. Verses 30 through 39. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then? Shall we say in response to these things, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing will separate you from God if you just keep your eyes focused on him. Think on Jesus' words. John 10:28-31. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will be able to snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hands. I and the Father are one. What many Christians fail to realize is that they are not alone in their trial. God is with them. Psalm 37:23-24. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. Also verse 28, for the Lord loves justice. He will not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. Now let me tell you a little secret. When a Christian fails to keep their eyes focused on Christ, they will not persevere. When a Christian fails to study the Word, they will not persevere. When a Christian fails to fellowship with the saints, they will not persevere. Let's go back to that story about the woman. She's depressed more days than not. She's overwhelmed with the responsibility of taking care of her children and her husband, who even after several years was still a babe in Christ. She feels she is a failure as a wife and as a mother. She hears murmurs from others that she had once called friends that the marriage wouldn't last because they were so young and didn't marry for the right reasons. Then one day her husband comes to her and confesses his shortcomings. He asks for her help. And he asks for her forgiveness. She then does something remarkable. She forgives him. 2 Thessalonians 3:13. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. This woman truly did not grow weary of doing good. She encourages her husband and helps him to grow in Christ. How hard is it? Just stand fast, just keep your feet planted and keep focused on Jesus when you're going through that trial. It's incredibly, incredibly difficult. Colossians 2:6-7. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. We need to make sure that we have a foundation in Christ because we never know when we're going to have to persevere through a trial. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. What are these traditions that Paul's speaking of? Look at 2 Timothy 3. Verses 14-18. Again, that's 2 Timothy 3:14-18. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. So if our foundation is Christ, and we hold firm to the word of God, we can persevere through our trial. Let's conclude that woman's story. As the months go by, she starts to see a change in her husband. He's fellowshipping more. He's in the fellowship hall instead of in his car during potluck meals. He starts attending at-home Bible studies with his brothers in Christ. And one day, she notices him looking very nervous before a morning worship service. She asks him, are you feeling all right? And he says to her, I've been asked to sit at the Lord's table and lead a prayer. The service starts, and when it was time for her husband to speak, she sees him start to shake, but he speaks loud and clear. She breathes a sigh of relief. Her husband was finally starting to take on his role as the spiritual head of his family. Over the next few years, he eventually quit smoking, quit drinking, quit cursing. Today, he leads family Bible studies. He is studying the Word daily. He's an active member of the congregation. And he, to her dismay, has even tried leading singing. There is a woman who has been tempered through many of the trials of marriage. There is a woman who has been tempered through many of the trials of marriage and persevered. There is a woman who kept her eyes firmly fixed on Christ. She knew that divorce was not an option and that her reward would be in heaven if she just persevered through these trials. Psalm 73, verse 24. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Matthew 10, 22. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. She was a bright, shining light in her household. Proverbs 4:18, the path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. When those trials became more difficult, she instead turned to prayer. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying at all times in the Spirit. With all prayer and supplication to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Today, she sits among you, listening to her husband preach the word, probably a little annoyed that her husband didn't go over this sermon with her before he prepared it. I don't even want to think about where I would be if it wasn't for her. She helped me to keep my eyes focused on Christ. She showed me the patience of Christ. She showed me the grace of God, and she showed me how to persevere through trials. We're all going to face trials as we continue our pilgrimage. I love this. I love the thought of that we are pilgrims just passing through this world and that our home is in heaven. But we're all going to go through trials as we're just making our pilgrimage. Think of Job, who even after hearing that his 7 sons and 3 daughters had died and that all his livestock were destroyed, he still persevered. His friends and his family were against him, and yet he refused to curse God. Think on Jesus' words to the church in Smyrna. Revelation chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. It's page 1029. So again, that's Revelation chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. And the slander of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death. Now think about yourself. Is Christ Jesus your foundation? Do you keep your eyes focused on Christ when you're going through trials, or do you instead turn to the mirror and say, why me? Is he the one you look to when it's time to persevere? If not, then start your foundation now. Confess him as Lord and repent of your sins unto God. then be baptized into a new life, a life with a firm foundation from which you can stand and persevere through your trials. If you need Jesus, please come forward as we stand and sing.